Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's talk to Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina, where they got those fine shrimp all lined up. Robbie, boy, when you get up on a day like today, you know, you're not going to see many people at the marina, but you got to go, you know?
Well, you know, Don, you get down here, it's blowing out the southeast from 12 to 20 miles an hour down here this morning. You know, yesterday we saw a gust up to 40 miles an hour during the day yesterday. It's just been a windy week here. You know, it's not what you want for a Saturday morning, I'll promise you. But with that said, you know, the guys that fished this past week didn't do all that bad. I was surprised, to be honest with you. Most of them went down south, going towards what do you call Grand Point Bay and Bay Lafourche, and you know, running that Delacro side, trying to get in some protected waters back there. But you know, from anywhere from the Twin Pipeline, Lake John, going down towards the river. They did okay. I mean, they caught plenty of redfish, a lot of throwbacks. You know, these redfish are, now that they changed this limit to 18 inches, you know, all these redfish they're catching are, you know, 16 and a half, 16 and three quarter, 17, 17 and a quarter. You know, Don, that fish won't be ready and probably until, maybe the first of it, or mid of June, I guess you'd say, before those fish would be catchable and keep, you know, be able to keep them. So, you know, it's frustrating when you go out there and you catch 100 in a day, and these guys have been catching that many. It's just what you could put in a boat is a different story.
Yep. Well, you know, that's going to be the key. If anybody does go out today, you're going to have to try to find some kind of clean water and get tucked away up in that marsh, and more likely to encounter redfish than you would be on the speckled trout. But, you know, it's going to end, and, you know, probably midweek next week we're looking for some lower temperatures to come back in here too. But turkey hunters are going to have a tough time too. This is some horrible conditions for hunting turkeys. You were successful again when you went to your trip in Texas. Tell us about that. I assume that was a Rio you shot.
Yes, it was. I killed that bird last Saturday, opening morning. Don, I don't generally like to sit and deer hunt turkeys, but you know, in Texas is a whole different area, man. It's you know, it's a place. You know, look, in the part of Texas that I was in, everything in Texas, you gotta sit with you gotta take a turkey chair with you when you go to, you know, West Texas. The stickers have stickers on them in Texas. It's everything will stick you, and sitting on the ground is just not an option there. You know, sitting on a pad or, you know, or whatever on a turkey vest, it's just not an option. You just about have to have a turkey chair. And I tell you, Don, I don't get out the truck without it in my hand. It's, you know, I got so used to sitting in that chair. It's, you know, it's a game changer, because if you have to sit for any amount of time, that chair makes all the difference in the world. I'm not as young as I used to be. I tell you what, I sure like the comforts of things. You know, that chair sure makes it nice.
Well, I got one of those chairs, and you know, they're almost like a little mini beach chair. They're very comfortable once you get in there. It takes the pressure off your back. You don't have to find a tree to lean up against. Keeps you a little bit higher in there. The only drawback is you got to carry the thing with you. You know, and it can be heavy when you got everything else: the shotgun and the calls and the decoys and everything else you need.
Well, you know, it's an extra added, you know, 2 to 3 pounds to you. But you know what, Don, I won't go without it. I just won't do it. It's, you know, I hunt in Florida with it. I hunt Texas. You know, wherever I go, Midwest, I bring that chair with me. It's a game changer for if you have to sit there and, you know, for any amount of time, because, you know, like I said, everything in that West Texas, it, you know, it's got a sticker on it. So, you know, the ajarita bushes, the mesquite bushes, everything's got stickers on it. So, you know, you gotta kind of make yourself where it's comfortable to hunt. So that's why I use it. I use a turkey chair made by Browning. And I tell you, I've tried several different kinds, and this is probably the most, one of the comfortable ones that I've ever sat in. But it makes turkey hunting, it's a game changer for turkey hunting if you have to sit there any amount of time. And it paid off last Saturday because I didn't get that bird till 10 o'clock in the morning. So he's 24 pounds, 1¼ inch spurs, and a 10-inch beard. I mean, he had a paintbrush of a beard. So I'll definitely go back.
Yeah, that's the same chair I've got, the Browning, and it's got the little compartments where you can stick a phone or some calls and stuff in there. And, I mean, I can sit in that thing all day and not get uncomfortable. I'm also been hunting out of some turkey pop-up blinds, but, I mean, that's, you just put those up in places where, you know, turkeys have historically showed up, because it's not portable at all. I mean, you can't move with it. When you're there, you're basically deer hunting. You know, you're pretty much stuck there, and you got to try to call them into you. But congratulations, Robbie, man. You're on a roll with the turkeys, man. That's a really fine bird, 24 pounds and a 10-inch beard and, you know, big spurs on it. That's a nice big boss bird.
Yeah, it, you know, thank you, Don. But it was, I tell you, it was a hard hunt. It's not, West Texas is something that, you know, it's very open, you know.
Yep.
So it's not more, because I'm a running gunner kind of hunter, you know, so I'm but you know, this time here, I knew better than to go running and gunning. It was sit and wait, and it paid off. And I tell you, it's different than anything that you've ever done. It's, you know, you're not in pine trees, because there's none there.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different than what we know of hunting in Mississippi or, you know, anywhere up, you know, in this region here. It's totally different, but yeah, it was definitely fun. I'll definitely go back. Yeah.
Well, I've hunted out there where you're talking about, and one of the things I found to an advantage was the lack of trees. There's just not that many good roost trees, so it kind of confines on where the turkeys are going to be set up to be gobbling early in the morning, and you can locate them. By the way, did you get to use the wing bone call?
You know, I brought it with me, and but these turkeys weren't gobbling, Don. So I had it with me. I had it around my neck because he puts a leather strap on it, and I had it hanging around my neck. But I didn't even get to use the thing because I was sitting there basically deer hunting them. So calling really didn't do much good because it was so overloaded with jakes over there. We counted between the four of us, and we were spread out a long ways away apart. We counted over 60 jakes Saturday morning. So I think that's why these big birds weren't gobbling. But
that's exactly what it is. I've encountered, you know, that. I've seen that. Call them thugs. They gang up. There's a whole bunch of, like, street
that's
thugs.
Exactly,
there's a whole gang up, and they will run a big gobbler off and keep him out.
Yes, they will. And he will. Then they will take his hens from him too. So that's why
they're no good.
That's why they're no good, man. Yeah, right. He will take his girlfriends. They will take your girlfriends from you. So, the animal world is real cruel, Don. It is cruel out there. People don't realize how aggressive these birds are. You know, when it's this time of the year. So, I mean, it's something to see, man. And those big birds weren't gobbling at all. They were just hitting the ground, and it was radio silence, man. Nobody saying nothing, you know. So
I understand. Yeah. Well, Rob, hear you having a good season. Let's hope the weather clears up, and we got better reports for the folks next week.
Yes, sir. Sure do. I hope we got a better report, because I tell you, Don, this wind has got to calm down sooner or later. And look, the fish are here. It's just we got to get. I know, you know, they caught some trout, but we got to get this weather right, and I think it's going to pop off and turn on. So
sounds good.
All right. Well, if you come down, hook the left at the bridge, and come and see us. We're waiting on you.
We'll see you. Robbie Campo, he's always there. Campo's Marine, except when he's turkey hunting.